Okay. It's September 11th, 2019, and 3:30 p.m. I hereby call a special meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors to order and would invite anyone who wants to join us as we say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May I ask for a motion to adopt our agenda?
I so move.
Second.
Okay, Olson?
Aye.
Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Agenda is adopted. And as you can see, we have one item on the agenda today, and I just want to make a few comments before we start. This is the first time the three of us have hired an employee together, and we've been assisted by numerous county staff so far in this hiring process. I see several of them here today. They helped us by narrowing the field of finalists to three. We have interviewed the three finalists separately. We've reviewed the results of reference checks. And yesterday, we reviewed the qualifications of the applicants and evaluated their competency of each of them and what each would bring to the position of the Director of External Operations and County Services. We have not discussed our final conclusions with each other. So our job today is going to be to select a finalist to whom the position will be offered. Because there are three finalists and because there are three of us, it could be a quick process or it could take some time. It may be that a motion might die for lack of a second, but end up being made again as we proceed. We don't know. So we're going to, what we do know is that we have three outstanding finalists for the position and are very, very pleased with that and know we will have a good final person selected. Usually in our meetings, I give other supervisors the opportunity to ask questions or make motions and then wait to state my position. However, if there's no objection, I would like to make the first motion today.
Sure.
Okay. I would like to move to direct the Director of Internal Operations and Human Resources, Alyssa Wignall, to offer the position of Director of External Operations and County Services to Lucy Martin and to negotiate salary. Is there a second to the motion? No. Okay, motion dies for lack of a second. Is there another motion?
I would like to direct for us to direct the Director of Internal Operations to make a offer for the Director of External Operations to Eric Christensen.
I will second that motion.
Okay. Is there a discussion?
You want to go first?
I spent time looking not only over his resume, my kind of ways of making a determining factor was also my interview with him, utilizing an evaluation form, but then also looking at the other individuals who had previously interviewed all of the candidates. I felt I had to put some weight to their opinions as well, and not just my own. So that's how I came about to my final decision.
I did similar in starting with a very scoring and looking at written material, looking at the presentation, and also looking at the interviews. We all three did not ask the same interview questions, and we did not know what each other were going to ask. We worked independently with our peer partner, Alyssa Wignall, on that. And we did share some answers back and forth then when the discussion time was there, so that was informative, but it turned out I think some of us all asked the same questions anyway. When I approached this, I looked at someone who that could serve us well for 10 to 20 years. And I did find all three of them being very capable. And I really struggled with this one. But where I came down on the end is that who could walk into the position initially and understand for those employees and directors, the department heads that would be directly overseen, who kind of understood some of the nuts and bolts to help with that transition. I also, in some of his answers, related to how he interacted with staff, how he set health and priorities. I liked how his answers about how he listened to, wanted to investigate information first, and emphasize very much that he did not make assumptions in advance. So he brings in a combination for me that works right away with knowing some of the terminology, some of the nuts and bolts for those people he'll be working with as director. Plus, he understands some other functions, even if some functions are different in a different state. I found him to be highly ethical. A couple of the answers that he gave related to difficult situations he's dealt with. I said, this is a person who I believe will communicate with us well. And he also has, for me, the benefit of understanding somewhat the difference of a role of staff versus where the elected officials and where it connects all the way around. And so there were the reasons that I went in nominating him.
Okay, thank you. And I just will give my reasons why I nominated Lucy Martin. She's been an employee of Story County and an excellent employee of Story County for 15 years, the last eight as our elected official, as our auditor and commissioner of elections, has done an outstanding job. Her background before she came to us was working in the city of New York, Mayor's Office of Management and Budget. Outstanding experience there, not only in budgeting, in economic development, but also in helping the city of New York and the government of New York go through a very big crisis. And today's the anniversary of that crisis. I agree that we have three excellent applicants. I think we would do fine with any of those applicants, and I do think Eric Christensen is also an excellent applicant.
Yeah, I would just want to say this was probably the longest 24 hours because we do have three very good applicants, and it was a struggle, but I really spent my time reviewing their responses and reflection.
Okay. So, any further discussion?
I want to thank everybody who stepped up, the 30 applicants who applied. It was a tough process on NeoGov. I mean, I looked at just what they had to go through, and thankful that we ended up with three people where it really came down to just minute differences in feelings. So thank you to everyone, who applied.
Yeah, and I would thank everyone who was involved in the review process, narrowing it down from that 30 to the ones that they ended up interviewing to get the three to us. Just shows the level of scrutiny that was utilized to make that determination, and I think that's why it made it so difficult for us to make that final determination.
Okay. And if there's no further discussion, then we will vote on the motion to direct the Director of Internal Operations and Human Resources, Alyssa Wignall, to offer the position of Director of External Operations and County Services to Eric Christensen. Olson?
Aye.
Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
Okay. Are there any announcements from any of the supervisors? We just did announcements yesterday. We're probably
announcing. Yeah. We're still here.
Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Heddens?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
We're adjourned.